Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Investors, it's Monday. Welcome back to a week of making money in the green. That's cannabis stocks and news. This is Elliot Lane with Cannabis Daily from Benzinga. Thanks as always to Aaron Thomas, our fearless producer. A lot of news this morning, a lot of points to discuss. First, let's start with the talk of the town. The SAFE Act has a chance. Has a chance with the National Defense Act to be included. I believe it's a 1,700-page act, and nobody really wants to hold it up. So there is a chance that it gets through. Ironically, the biggest worry at the moment is Senator Schumer, who is one of the biggest advocates for legalizing. So we'll see if it can make it through. This would be huge. Absolutely huge for the industry if SAFE could make it through. More transparency from the MSO level, less robberies, as there would be less cash around. All of this ideally leading to less cartel activity, less black market demand. I believe in California alone, the black and gray market is around $1 billion, leading to far more sales for those already in the space, creates more opportunity for social equity financing. This is a huge step forward if this can get passed. It would also potentially necessitate the need for uplisting to U.S. exchanges, which would be a massive push forward and help cannabis stocks start to reflect their technicals and fundamentals. So something that, I mean, keep an eye on it. There's nothing that you can do but keep an eye on it, but this would be absolutely massive. Larger MSOs are getting significant less percentages on debt and loans. GTI, 7% loan. Verano, 9.75%. Ascend, 9.5%. Compare that and those to Item 9 Labs, 16%. Cansortium, who is also Fluent Cannabis, 13%. Several other examples of this, but the MSOs are definitely getting significantly better rates on debt right now. So something to keep an eye on more for the Tier 3 operators and potentially Tier 2 operators as we move forward. A bit of international news. Italy likely to hold a referendum to decriminalize cannabis next year. When I think of that, I think of Tilray, I think of Cansortium, I think of Flowercore, several of these international producers. Maybe Aleafia Health gets involved. Former Pennsylvania Republican representative joins the board of Red, White, and Bloom. That's RWBYF. And Ayr Wellness opens up a new dispensary in West Pensacola, Florida. That is AYRWF, making 41 stores in the state. Putting up a nice fight with Trulieve, but Trulieve still absolutely dominating that market. To end the day, I want to talk a little bit of price performance thanks to Paradigm Capital. Licensed producers and international stocks are not doing well over the last month, both dropping between 9 and 10% respectively. Those that are doing somewhat well are really just breaking even. Investment companies, ancillary companies, extractors. MSOs are down a little less than 1% on the month. And in the 1 week performance, investment companies are up about 0.5%. That being said, more specifically, Ianthus continues to be the leader in 1 month and 3 month performance. It's up 95% almost in the 3 month performance. The biggest loser I see across the board is really Hexo. Hexo continues to drop, I think, over the last month around 40%. Over the last 3 months, around 63.5%. I'd love for them to continue to push out good news like the sustainability effort. There's a lot to like about Hexo, but they are not getting a lot of love in the markets. Some other laggards to keep an eye on include Next Green Wave and Charlotte's Web, both strong companies, but both perhaps dip buying opportunities. At least I'm keeping them on my watch list. This is Elliot Lane. I hope this is an interesting and useful start to your week with Cannabis Daily. Looking forward to doing this again tomorrow. Go make some money, y'all. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.